Well, it is a pleasure to be here. I haven't been back to the campus too many times since I left here, but I certainly enjoyed the years I spent at UT, and just really thank highly of the university, and just pleased that Dr. Gray asked me to come and speak to you today. I guess a little handicapped because I don't know what you have covered in terms of wetland classification. You've gone over like what a wetland is. They've gone over the cordon classification.
Yeah, so we've covered U.S. Army Corps of Engineers criteria for determining what a wetland is.
Okay.
And then we've gone over U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service cordon classification.
Okay, well, if that's probably where we need to start then. And I guess, did you get the PowerPoint? Or did you get the text slides that I emailed you?
Yeah.
So these guys have got them?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to cover several things, just, you know, like as you would expect. Very informal. If you have questions, just something's unclear, just stop and ask me. But as you've learned already, I'm sure, in the class and from reading I saw the Mitch and Gosling book, you know, wetlands are a very diverse group of ecosystems, and although I think a lot of the public thinks of wetlands only as the deep water swamps, cypress-dominated areas, areas like Real Foot Lake, they're actually quite diverse and are found in a lot of different places in the landscape. And when we got into wanting to classify wetlands, we looked at a lot of different approaches, and the one that you've already gone over, the cordon, like you guys know what the palustrin class is, that'd be probably a good question for the first test. Can anybody spit back the characteristics of the palustrin class?
What's the palustrin class,
Joe? Well,
I'm just being shy because we have a new speaker.
Oh, that's
you guys,
okay.
You guys know what it is.
They'll get